The conference will now begin.
Okay. Okay, Chevy, let's learn. We're in Daras Midesecha on page Kuf Aleph, Ayin Aleph, Kuf Ayin Aleph on the bottom, where it says Ein Musik Shal Modas Gomer Bebriya. We're learning, of course, about the midah of, or the yisoid of Ofar, and what chiyus there is in the yisoid of Ofar. When we look at the Ofar, we see something which is lifeless and empty, something which is dry, which has no chiyus at all. But as we've been learning this entire parak, the truth of the matter is that the chiyus that's found in the yisoid of Ofar is the most remarkable of all, because the Ofar contains within it the potential of life after death. Not only life after death, but that moisture, that little bit of life that is there mysteriously in the yisod of Ofar, means that even during one's lifetime, the person feels like he's dying. He feels that he has no hope. As long as he's not misyayish, he's able to draw chiyas. Hashem Baruch created the entire world in such a way. Of Bano Eilamas Ve'achrivan, Bano Eilamas Ve'achrivan. Because Hashem has this taiva, this hishtakikus to create, and the creation is on the basis, was built on that yisod of chisaron, of nothingness, of emptiness, of yabasha. So that's what we were learning last week. So we're on the bottom of Kufayin Aleph. Ha'omek ha'tomim b'dvarim halalu. The omek that is hidden in what we're learning, she'be'etzem ein musik shel modas gomer b'vriya. No, I think we're ready. 1 second. No, I don't know. Maybe we're past here. Hold on 1 second. We learned this already. 1 second. Just trying to remember if we learned this already. I don't think so. We'll go over it quickly if we didn't. No, I think we did. We did. Yovesh Mahomek is Shav Yotosh Ben Shadaka, they do Shalnefesh. I'm sorry. I didn't put my sticky. My memory is not what it used to be. Yeah. Good. What's the Perak Yud Beis? I'm so sorry. Pesh Kuf Ayin Gimel. Ein Chodov Shein L'makom. The structure of all that exists is Ein Lechadover She'ein Lamakom. Everything the Mishnah says in others, there isn't anything that doesn't have a makom, that doesn't have a place. Ein Lechadover She'ein Lamakom. Climber. Kol Dover Tzach Kli Kibble. Everything that exists must have a Kli Kibble. It must have something to contain it. Kach bara baris ha'olam, ba'ofen sheyesh bo makom. Hashem created the world in such a way. Ba'ofen sheyesh bo makom. Kli kibul in the room. Zeh shayach ha'musag olam. I think we did this also. Okay, we'll review a little bit. Kshemakbilim zayis l'tfisa shel nefesh, yeah. In the tfisa of nefesh of the soul, in the world, that's the physical place, and in the Tvisa of Nefesh, kol davar sha'adam lo heichin kli kibul l'kabul l'yuchal l'kabul. Okay, we'll do a little chazal. So in the Tvisa of Nefesh, the person did not prepare himself emotionally, psychologically. He's not going to be able to receive. L'yuchal l'kabul. L'oshma b'senu mugda davar zeh kebinyin ha'kelem sheb'nefesh. This is what we were learning last week at the end. Klaimer, Aladim Livnais Kalim Lakabos Ashefa, as Sa'ar, as Makar, Bracha, because Baruch is Mashkiya, or all the time in Bracha. But a person has to develop Kalim to be Baina Kalim Benefesh. Loshnacheres Nikos Tisazu, Rav Talmud. This is called a Rebbe and a student. Talmud Makabo Mirabo, Beloshn Maisefes, Naisa Makabo, as we learned. Binyan Kacha Kabbalah Shebenefesh, who be'etzem Binyan HaKelem Shebenefesh, the ability to receive. The Makbil Mugda Dorba B'zeb Amilam Zoch Nekeva Bar. V'yikra Shmom Adam, Nekeva is a B'chinis Makabo. Yeah, again, I apologize, we're just reviewing a little bit. B'chinis Makabo, Yesh Nekev, Shlotoich, and Nichnes HaShefa, that's the meaning of Nekeva. Nekeva is a Kochti B'makabo. Nekev means a Kli, an opening in which to receive. It's had a Nukva Shebesaricha Adam, or Binyan HaKli. So that side that's called Nukva or Nekev, and the person, that's the Binyan HaKli. Binyan Koch HaMakabu Shebenefesh. Loshen Chazal Kiedui, Isha Gerlim Hiv, and a Kereshes Bris, Alam Isha Sar Kli. Klen Mebuchol Echad Yesh is Bechinis HaZoch VeNekeva Shebay Erlam Barubo. Each and every one of us has this Bechina of Zoch VeNekeva. L'Koyach HaNais and L'Koyach HaMakabu Shebenefesh. Koch HaMakabu Shebenefesh Binyan HaKoch HaKli. So let's try to understand at a deeper level, Binyan HaKli B'Nefesh. That's where we're up to. Kuf Ayin Dalet. Kol Dorosh Adam Ein Metzapelo, and this is very much connected to what we were learning in the last parak. Kol Dorosh Adam Ein Metzapelo. Anytime there's a person that the person is, there's something that the person's Ein Metzapelo. Something he's not expecting it, he's not waiting for it, he's not anticipating it, he's not longing for it in any way. Ein Metzapelo. Ein Mishtoikik Elov. There's no Mishtoikikus, there's no longing. Uloi Bane Kli Lekabli. He's not building a Kli to be Mekabel that thing. Hayishtoikikus, this means that longing for something, wanting something, what we were discussing in the last parak, this te'avon, or taiva, that feeling that I'm missing this in my life, that dryness that I have without it, that I feel empty without it, harotzen, and I have a longing, a will, a desire for it, he etzem binyan hakli. That is itself the binyan hakli. Hadugma pshuta v'yidu l'kach, the simple example of this is, ani ma'amin b'munishlem b'bias ha-Mashiach, I believe with complete faith in the coming of Mashiach, v'afal pi, shes ma'amin, kol zeh hakel b'chol yam Mashiach, but even though it's taking a while, it's delayed, I wait for him every day. That waiting for Mashiach is the kli that we're building to be able to receive Mashiach. But pashtus kevanas adavim, she'im hu mismameya, the simple pshat is that even though he's taking a long time, nevertheless, we wait for him. However, on a deeper level, hahismameya v'achakelo, hatzipia v'hishtoikikus lebo, that hismameya, the fact that he's longing, that Mashiach is delayed and is taking so long, and mimela, that generates within us such unbearable achakalai, unbearable longing, hatzipia v'hishtoikikus lebo, that very same anticipation, hope, and longing for his arrival, heim binyan hakli, that itself is the binyan hakli, that builds the kli, shelatoichai nuchal akablus irishal Mashiach, into which we can receive the or, the light of Mashiach Sikain. Kishem sha'ivra kli ha-migdash. Rather, kishem sha'avur kli ha-migdash, nitzach mokum shal binyan, lachnisim l'soichai, the same way that you need to have the building, the base of Migdash, in order to have a place for the Kalim, kach b'nefesh adam yeshna mokum akabos arishal Mashiach. So too, in the nefesh of a Jew, there's a mokum to be makabel the light of Mashiach. Heichan, where is that? The answer is, hachakalai, in the longing. in the hope and the anticipation. Hu gufa binyan hakli. That itself is the binyan hakli. Dvarim elu hinam hemshech l'sugya shesaknu ba b'perek ha'kodem she'te'avon himilashon ta'ev lakol. This is a continuation of what we were learning in the last parak. That te'avon, that appetite, that hunger, is milashon ta'ev lakol. Ta'ev lakol means u'sherish yitzir sakli l'kabos ha'shefa. That hunger, that longing, that desire itself is the root of the formation of the kli, the kabbalah shefa, to be makabel the shefa. If you had something and it was taken from you, it disappeared. So now the person is hungry for that. Why did the Baruch Shalom make in such a way the inyan of zach in the cave of a husband and wife? That Chazal tell us that in Shemayim the two of them were one. They were one, and then they descend into this world and are divided in half. It's the whole Nesira, that separation, that division of the Zachar Nekeva. Because there is this feeling in a healthy human being, there's a feeling Shemashu Chaseli, that both the Zachar has that feeling and then the Keva has that feeling. Obviously, that lack, that feeling of lack, of not being whole, is naturally stronger in women. Since the woman, by definition, is in a Keva, and the Keva means a clay kibble. And therefore, that feeling of emptiness in the absence of a home, of a husband and a home, is much more intense. Usually, it's much more intense in a woman. But Hashem has Baruch made the world in such a way where it's Zocha Nekeva, male and female, and in Shemayim, the two of them were one complete whole unit, and then they're divided, that Nesira, which is how Hashem sent our neshamas into the Guf. The neshama was once bound to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it's separated from Hashem. And as a result of that, the neshama of a Jew naturally feels an emptiness without God. Feels an emptiness. And that longing for fulfillment, for wholeness, that itself is the Yetziras HaKli. That itself creates the vessel to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person feels that he could live without Elokus, if a person feels that he has everything, and that he's whole, so he's bechalal, not a kli kibble to connect Hashem at all, to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Tzadik writes in Sikas at Tzadik that when it comes to davening is the effort that we make to have a relationship with God, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to davening, we see that David Melech said, Tfilu la'ani. The davening of the poor person, Tfilu la'ani. And Reb Tzadik explains that when it comes to Torah, the more that you have, the more that you grasp, the greater you are in Torah. When it comes to davening, it's davka, the feeling that you have nothing, that makes you into a better davener. That feeling of not having, of emptiness, the chisaron, that a person is choser, that is the greatest source of tefila, because it's the Yetziras HaKli. It's creating powerful, powerful kli to receive the light of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Naturally, when somebody once had something and now it was taken from him, he no longer has it, the longing is very great. It's greater than a person who just would like to have something but he never had it. And as we spoke about the end of the Cholim HaHakalo, we spoke about it many times, what the Kedusha Slavi, the Baditshua says, what the Baditshua says about why is it that Davkir on Shuas, we read Megillah Shuas, because Shuas is the Yichus of Mashiach, of David HaMelech, and on the day that we experienced many years ago, after Hares Ladas, we experienced a complete open revelation of Hashem's Baruch by Har Sinai. So since we tasted that by Har Sinai on Shavuos, therefore Davka on Shavuos is the greatest longing for the Ur of Mashiach, for David HaMelech. So we read Megillah Shavuos, which is the meaning of David HaMelech, because the light of Atah Hares Adas, of that clarity of knowing Hashem as we did at Har Sinai, was nostalgic. It disappeared from our lives. And it left within us this emptiness, this feeling of wanting Mashiach. And the natural time when that would be most, where that would be most intense, is Davke by the day where we experienced originally, thousands of years ago, Atah Hares Adas, Kashem Olukim. Therefore, Shavuos is a time of great longing for Mashiach. In the Olam LaHaylo also, if a person never has this thing, he doesn't have really a longing for it. Kashil Makir Zadavar, when you know the thing, you Makir Zadavar, and you know what it is, you've tasted of it, you've experienced it, and Hutayi Velov, you could have an appetite for it, a longing for it. Zuli v'protus hagdoros hadavar madua yisoid ha'ofa nikra b'loshma b'seinu mana. This is why yisoid of ofar is called in the language of Chazal mana, which means a kli, a vessel. The moshal ha'posha to ofar hu ha'mokom. The simple meaning, of course, of that is the earth is the mokom. It's a place. It's the place. The earth is the mokom. It's the kli to receive everything. All that exists stands upon the earth, the seeds are planted in the earth, and so on. Now we're talking about the tfisa of nefesh, of the soul. The koch of ofer shebenefesh is the koch of binyan hakli shebenefesh. Kshemak bilam zoz efol v'eshuach maim ofer. Mahalach binyan hakelim yisod b'yisod ha'ofer. So binyan hakelim is yisod ha'ofer. Losh ma'abaseinam ha'ofer nikar mona, which means a kli. Ulam alibadam is called of a murka mikol arbaas yisodis. However, the truth is that everything consists of all four yisodis. Ein l'chadaber v'briyash and a murka of ma'abi yisodis. Everything consists of the four yisodis. L'shiyesh yisod echad shu ikka gili binyan hakelim. But there's one yisod that is the Ikka Gilui of this Koch of Binyan HaKelem, which is Ofer. Hechkuf Ein Hei. Kisha Oizkem Ata B'Binyan Koch HaKli Koch HaMakalbush HaBenefesh Yesh Bo Havchana Shal Eish Havchana Shal Ruach Havchana Shal Mayim U'Kamuvan Gam Havchana Shal Ofer. So when it comes to building a Kli, we learn that the Yesod, that the Iker Gili of Binyan Kli is Ofer. But there certainly is a Koch Makalbush HaBenefesh that comes also from Eish, Ruach, and Mayim. B'Yesoid HaOfer, by the way, I'll mention now that last week I received the Sefer from Eretz Yisrael, around 400 pages from our author, from the Mechaber, from Rav Schwartz, from the Lavi Mishkan Evna. It's around 400 pages on the Yisod of Ofer, another volume on the Yisod of Ofer. The entire Sefer is on the subject of strengthening one's ability to concentrate, to be focused. The whole Sefer is on Yisod of Ofer and the Koach Harikus of concentration. I don't know if we can concentrate enough to be able to do that, to learn that Sefer after we finish this. We'll see where we're holding this issue. Yisoid ha'ofar, k'may she'es kain ha'le'el, ha'te'ov van miloshen toiv la'kol mishtoikik mitzapa miyachel, hu ha'sherish binyan ha'keil mishabinefesh. So when it comes to ofar, we learn that it's dafka, that dryness and that emptiness that creates a tremendous longing, ishtoikikus, tzipia, and so on, that's the sherish of binyan ha'keil mishabinefesh from Yisoid ha'ofar. Now we can continue. L'sholosh ha'yesoidus ha'nesofim, three additional yesoidus, eish, ruach, and mayim. Heichem mezgalim mikoichem binyan koach ha'kli shebenefesh. Where do we see, with these three, binyan kol haklisha benefesh. So when niftach the yisod ha'esh, let's begin with the yisod of fire. Ha'esh boina as a kli amakabel bekoach nigud. The way that fire builds a kli is davke through opposition. Koach nigud. Kol esh mitiva misnagedes. The fire by nature, every fire by nature, is misnagedes. By nature, it stands in opposition. There is something there, and the fire is standing there as a threat to completely burn it and destroy it. Mechale, it consumes, it destroys. Mayim mitivam einem misnagim, misnagdim. Water, by nature, is not a misnagid. It can be, as he says in the parentheses, when it's up against something. However, ikki yisayim shalmayim is not in the snag. This is the opposite. The inyan, the ikka of mayim is to give life, not to destroy or to take away, but to provide and give and nurture life. That's what water is. Ofer b'yisayday enim misnagid. Ofer by nature is not a misnagid at all. V'gam ruach b'yisayday enim misnagid. This is not a misnagid to life. Kamuvan kol echad mei yisaydis yochel hisnagid, as we just said, any one of the yisaydis, like you throw dirt at somebody or he gets buried by an avalanche, obviously any one of the yisaydis can function in a way of hisnagdis. Aber mitoich arbi yisaydis ha-yisayd she-shach ba'ifam yuchad ha-mahalach ha-nigud, but among the four yisaydis, the yisod, that its entire mahus is to destroy, to be mechala, to consume, to burn away, who yisayd ha-esh? Ha-esh mechala misnagedis. That's the very nature of fire, that it's mechala, it's misnagedis. Mitzadkach, novaz havchana she'ish ve'isha zochu shechina b'nehem. Now we can understand something very, very deep in the Chazal that we're all familiar with, that a husband, a wife, a man and a woman, if they're zoicha, shechina b'nehem, then you have the shechina b'nehem. Loi zochu, if you take away the letters Yud, Vav, and He, which the letters of the Shechina, then all you have is what? Eish, Echlos. Then fire consumes them. When they're worthy and things are going well, then Shechina b'neihem. Loi zochu, if it's not going well, if Chalila turns the other way, then there's a fire, and that fire is a consuming, destructive fire. The Omer Chazal, Zocha, Ezer. And Chazal also say on the Pasuk, Ezer, Kenegdo. The Ezer, Zocha, if you're Zocha, then the wife and the husband help each other. Loi Zocha, but if they're not Zocha, then they're at war with each other. It's not just like neutral. It's either it's great or it's war. Eish in Nekudas Ahisnagdas. Fire is that Nekuda of war, destruction. That's what fire does. Okay, kishihi kenegdo, therefore, when the wife is against her husband, harei she'esh achlosa, then we're in a matzav of the fire that is destroying this relationship. Then it's a fire. When the shechina is there, when the zaycha, they help each other, they grow together. Loi zochu, if they're not zaycha, they destroy each other. It's a fire, mamash, that destroys each other. L'inyanenu, in our inyan, b'sugi is b'inyan ha'kelim, ha'yisnagdus yetzeres kli. There is such a thing in creation, that davke, through the hisnagdus, through the opposition, through the hisnagdus, is the creation of a kli. Kloshna posik, as it says in posik. Eze kenegdo. A helpmate who is against. loizachem minagdasai. If he's not zeicher, then the opposition or that difference or the differences between the husband and wife destroy both him and her. Now, the nigud here, on many levels, creates a kli. What he's saying is that, which means the person who more than anybody is not going against you, but more than anybody is helping you. And is dafka through the isnagdus. That dafka, because a man and a woman are opposites, that itself creates a kli. What does that mean? So mefurish b'divrei Rabbi Sanhedrin called nigud b'divrei machadish kli. Wherever there's a nigud, an opposition, whenever there's the opposite or against, it's machadish kli. Ha'isha nikras kenegdo, v'gam nikras kli. A woman, the wife, is called kenegdo, opposed to, and she's also called the kli. Right, sha kenegdo mechadish kli benefesh. It's dafka the kenegdo, that's mechadish the kli benefesh. What does that mean? So before we even go further, just on a very simple level, a person who does not have that bracha in life, who's single, who doesn't have a husband or wife, that person doesn't have the most powerful hisnagdus that one could have, which is a spouse. So anything that you think is right, anything that you want to do, anything that finds favor in your eyes, there's no hisnagdus. You ask, do I want to do this? And the answer is, yeah, this is great, and you do it. There's nothing at all that is opposed to you. Everything is in agreement with you because it's you. When does a person begin to mature? When does a person begin to develop into a gavra, somebody of substance? The answer is when there's davke, that kenegda, when there's that opposition. Opposition doesn't have to mean screaming and fighting. Opposition doesn't have to mean that at all. Opposition means that there is somebody who sees things from a different perspective, and as a result of that difference, lives together with you in such a way that by the opposition and through that hisnagdus, through the differences, one can be mevarer who he is, and to separate what's wrong from what's right. Otherwise, when he's by himself, he's always right. He's always right. There's some people married to a person, and he begins to realize that he's never right. He's never right. The ikadov is that davke, through the hisnagas, one creates a kli shabenefesh for the truth, to be mevara and to be able to receive the truth. There are many, many other levels of this. He explains. Reish is the bottom of the page. Reish is b'muvan ha-poshev. Ha-nigud matzich is adam la-achil ma-ashu shu negda. The nigud, the fact that there's somebody who's so different from you, who's the opposite of you, requires you to expand. It forces you to be able to contain more than yourself, to be able to become a container that is able to contain more than yourself, more than what you're used to. He has to be marchil the nekudas akli. In order to live with this person in peace and in love, there must be an expansion of the kli. Until now, it was just your small self and what you were used to and who you are and your way of thinking and living and so on. And now there's a person who's very much the opposite of you, and you have to get along with this person. That means that you're forced to expand a kli, to make a much wider kli. In order to be able to contain, to receive, and to live together with that which is mamish, the opposite of you, completely, completely different from you. This is very hard. That requires a tremendous amount of maturity. Now, since, as we said, women by nature are more connected to this, because the teva, she's a clay kibble, to be able to receive something that's different than her. Generally, we see that this type of maturation is something which is more common by women and happens quicker by women than it does by men. Where the typical man has a harder time containing something that's different than him, that he's not used to. He has a greater challenge to be machiv the kli, to expand the kli to love for someone else. So this guy is 35 years old and he says, you know, I'm enjoying my freedom. The 35-year-old woman is dying from her freedom, and the guy is enjoying his freedom. And he asks, what is it about that you enjoy so much? He says, I have nobody to tell me what to do. I go wherever I want. I do whatever I want. I say whatever I want, and I have nobody to. There's no kinegdi. There's nothing that stands kinegdi. Everything just flows. Everything goes. There's no kinegdi. Now, there's unquestionably something very, very comforting about that. And there's something very... there's something that makes life much easier when there's no kinegdo, when everything is just the way you like and goes exactly the way you want and fits completely into who you are and your temperament and your way of thinking. That's very pleasant. That's easy. That's enjoyable. But it doesn't create kalim shebenefesh. It doesn't create a kli shebenefesh. The klisha benefesh is through the fire of hisnagdus. When a person is challenged, when a person has to confront a way of thinking, a way of living that's very different from his own. So a little child that's raised in a very firm environment where everybody around him is firm, he doesn't have any klisha benefesh. They're trying to prevent him from having any contact with anything that's different. But the truth is that in life, being in a place and among people who are different and overcoming those challenges, dealing with them, that dafka creates strong kelim shebenefesh. Strong kelim shebenefesh of what do you believe in? Is dafka when you're facing people and you're amongst people who don't believe in what you believe in, who don't live your way of living? They're the opposite of you. And contending with that oppositeness, with the fire of opposition, with the kinegdo, that dafka creates a kli shebenefesh, a koach of a kli shebenefesh, to be machad in the kudus akli. Im akli ad achshav heichel, on the last line, im akli ad achshav heichel, until now, this kli was only big enough to hold something small. And now, the kli wants to receive something bigger. In order for it to receive something bigger, it has to widen. The kli has to become bigger in order to receive something bigger. Nimsa shahe hisnagdus mechadeshes achavas kelim. It means that dafka the hisnagdus creates a hachavas kelim, hachavas kelim. Kamuvan shemadam misnagim venimuchin lekabelus adora leinitzoch lekli. When a person is just shemadam misnagim, he's just against, and he doesn't want to be, he's not prepared to receive anything. Leinitzoch lekli, doesn't need a kli. Some zehu kli miloshen kilui. And therefore, kli is also a lashon of kilui, destruction. Kalus, lashon Gemara, the kelim ikelim shayim, yotza baskal varmalem rishayim kalu, b'nei kelim ba'atam shayim ban. That's talking about by in Shushan by Purim, kelim ikelim shayim, meaning a baskal came out and said, literally means that there were all kinds of kelim that Achashverosh took out. From the Beis HaMikdash and so on. So Baskal came out and said, Rishonim Kalu. The Rishonim, in other words, the enemies of the Jewish people were destroyed. Why Mibnei Kalim? Because they tampered also with the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. They were destroyed ultimately. Vatam Shainim Behem, and you're repeating the same sin. Hashakan Kalim in the Lashon Kilui. So we see that Kalim is a Lashon, can be used as a Lashon of Kilui, of something being destroyed. Im Adam Yotzer Hisnagdus, if there is Hisnagdus, Velo Yotzer Kli Kabbalah Hisnagdus, and there's no Kli Kabbalah for that Hisnagdus, Bitzach Kach Eish Tiva Shimachal, the nature of fire is to destroy. Avelo Eish Yecholagam Lehehafech Lios Kli. But fire can also become something which helps Davka to make a kli, to be a kli. Eh? Kashulotech es hanigud umuchel achiloso betzem umachiv es haklishelo shiuchalizbo gam koshulos magus. When the person takes this nigud and he works on himself to be able to receive it, to be servilit. He's marched the kli in order to be able to receive it, to be servilit. Gamkoch, he says, by doing that, you are expanding that binyan of a kli shebenefesh to be able to mekabel even that koch of hisnagdus. So he explains. That Teichen Divrei Chazal, Hanay Doim. This is the deeper meaning of the well-known saying of Chazal at the end of Mesechas Uktzin. She Mesayemes, the Shishis Remishna at the end of all Mishnayos. The Moskos Brochu Kli Machzik Brocha Ela Hasholem. The greatest Kli that's Machzik Brocha is Sholem. That contains the greatest container in the universe that exists. The Shalom. Madua Kli Zed Nikra Shalom. Why is this Kli, this biggest Kli, why is it called Shalom? Kuyochel Lachil Kol Nigud. Because the greatness of real Shalom is that it's able to contain anything that's opposed to it. Yesh Nakan Achoves HaKli, Sheyochel Lachil Gamas Egnaz. The Kli has become so expanded that is able to be at Shalom, to be at peace, like Shalom Bayis, even with, or because of the Hisnagdus. Because of the Hisnagdus. It's only Oid Suk Shal Kli. We're not talking now about another type of a Kli. The Gashmias, Akein Mamashuvochim, Beyoisehem Kli Zav. The Gashmias, most expensive Kalim, are golden kelim, klipas and so on. K'mayish amu chazal, avo betvisas nefesh, but the tvis of the soul. Eiz a kli hu a kli ha mu'ula b'yaisa. What type of a kli is the one that's mu'ula b'yaisa, which is the most chashuv? Sheyesh no b'briya, but k'mayish ha nefesh. What What kli is the most ma'ula, is the most valuable when it comes to not Aisha, that's gold, when it comes to the nefesh? So Chazal say, the greatest kli in creation as far as kremes ha-nefesh, the soul is concerned, is shalom. Why? Mehechel chalat fisa neke shalom. Why? So he says, shalom is a gematria esav. The gematria of shalom is esav. Esav is the biggest misnagit to the Jewish people. The malach of esav is a ya'avek ish imay. Adal esav shacha. Kishe yesh nes nagdus. And when you have this relationship of opposition, which is kedugmas Yaakov and Esav, like Yaakov and Esav, Sham Yochel Lochel Hashalom. That's where true shalom, can descend, can appear. Ad kamashen machlekes, as long as there's no machlekes, ain misnagdus, ain mokam l'shalom mokam. If there's no misnagdus, if there's no machlekes, then there's no such thing as making shalom, making peace. Peacemaking is only when there was a machlokes, when there was a mulcham. And if you're in a group where everybody is like you. Everybody's the same. Everybody comes from the same background and everybody's the same. When you're in such a place, then since there's no hisnagdus, there's also ein makom l'shalom lachu. There's no inyan of shalom. Shalom means that as a result of two different viewpoints, two different perspectives, two different ways of thinking, different ways of life, we make shalom between them. Davka from the hisnagdus we make shalom. But when there's no hisnagdus, then really, on a deeper level, there's no midas shalom. Shalom nikra kli. Shalom is called a kli. Hayochel achil es ha-heitach. What is shalom? Shalom is there's a husband and a wife. They're mamish opposites. And the midah of shalom is that these two, her opposites, can live together in one container. And that container is called shalom. Because there's a fire, because there's a snagdus. It's the nigud davka that creates that. Zeron came vinyin hakelim b'yisod ha'esh. That's the inyan of vinyin hakelim b'yisod ha'esh, which is through his snagdus, through kinegdo. I become somebody. I become a much bigger kli. That's why people used to be much bigger. They were less narrow-minded. They were exposed to many, many things that were so much different. And they had to even mevara who they were. And they had to make shalom. Bitzad ha-tikun, le-mosach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machzik brocha el ha-shalom. If a mitzad ha-tikun, the greatest machzik shalom, I'm sorry, machzik brocha, the greatest machzik brocha is davka what? Shalom. Shalom is the machzik brocha. Shalom. It's not called shalom when there's no misnagdus. What I have shalom. I have a pet dog and I love this dog. Therefore, I'm b'shalom with this dog. No. You can be shalom with your parents because your parents expect other things from you. Your parents oftentimes are like a fire, and there's a hisnagdus. And to make shalom means to build a kli with Yisrael Eish. People, of course, nowadays in particular, avoid any hisnagdus like a fire. Nothing different from me. Nothing that's a challenge to me. Everything has to be just perfect for me. anything that's challenging, anything that's different. Is unwanted. Is mamish unwanted. The pinyas lematzak is baruch klimasik bracha el hashalom. Shalom means that I'm confronted, I'm challenged. There's something that's very different. There's something that's opposed to me. And as a result of that, I have to clarify who am I. And I have to be able to, I have to be able to make something work. To make something work when it was b'teva not going to work. When the b'teva there was a hisnagmus, there was a fire, and to make shalom. Place the shalom rav, like we spoke about, for the opposite types of malach. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll continue next week on page Kuf Ayin Zayin. Kuf Ayin Zayin. Aruch Tikkun Shabbos.